This episode is brought to you by FX's The Veil, starring Elizabeth Moss. FX's The Veil is an international spy thriller that follows two women as they play a deadly game of truth and lies on the road from Istanbul to Paris and London. One woman has a secret, and the other has a mission to reveal it before thousands of lives are lost. FX's The Veil, now streaming, only on Hulu.
Look, Bumble knows you're exhausted by dating. All the, must not take yourself too seriously, and 6-1 since that matters, and what do I even say other than, hey? Well, that's why they're introducing an all-new Bumble, with exciting features to make compatibility easier, starting the chat better, and dating safer. They've changed, so you don't have to. Download the new Bumble now.
Forever!
All that glitters.
This week on the podcast, Francine Pascal, Sleep Valley High, The Treasure of Death Valley, and Nightmare in Death Valley.
Welcome to Teen Creeps, the podcast that discusses YA pulp fiction. I'm one of your hosts, Lindsay Kaytai.
I'm another one of your hosts, Kelly Nugent. And we are discussing Sweet Valley High, and you know what that means.
Yep.
We are joined today by Los Angeles podcaster and also expert of Sweet Valley.
Mm-hmm.
You may know her from Same Day Shipping, the podcast. Ryan Mogi is here.
Hi, guys.
Hi. Welcome.
I'm so glad we are. I was on an expedition, so I just wrapped it up.
How are you feeling?
A little dehydrated, but full of granola bars.
So many peanut butter and chocolate chip granola bars. You did mention this off air.
Mm-hmm.
The horniest Sweet Valley High books.
They're so really horny.
Like, I was thinking that. I was like, wow, guys.
Well, it's so weird because they're so horny.
Yeah.
But like any normal, especially when there's two couples involved,
mm-hmm.
normal group of six teens that are out in the woods by themselves
mm-hmm.
would at least have done some hand stuff.
Didn't do anything.
It's weirdly horny, but like they all sleep in their own sleeping bags.
Mm-hmm.
They never sneak away to like fool around.
Except for Heather. Heather kisses, what's his name?
Ken. Yeah, Ken.
But you could do that at school.
Yeah, like, you can do that at school.
Well, there's all of no the supervision. Actual action, I just write in my head. Because you know it happens.
Oh, like between the pages?
Yeah.
Okay.
Because you know it's there, but like Kate William can't like put that in the book, but you know it's happening.
Because like they
go off and kiss.
It seemed pretty, I was shocked at the horniness, but also chasteness. Because also, I mean, not only are they horny for each other, but like there are also some convicts involved.
Yeah.
I didn't understand why they weren't keeping their horniness where it belongs with their significant others. Like, they were very dedicated to that whole buddy system that got assigned.
I think you're missing very the dedicated. Power of gold. And gold makes you horny for everyone.
The curse.
Yes.
Yes.
The curse, everybody knows that if you take gold and that gold is cursed, you are going to get so cranky.
Yeah.
That's the curse.
Mm-hmm. You're going to be really crankiness. Cranky and you're going to be mm-hmm. horned out for mm-hmm. every other person that is yes. the type of person that you're attracted to.
Yeah. Yep.
Like, every other member of your group.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Except for the one that you're actually with.
Exactly. You're going to have like that's soft how feelings work. For them.
Yeah. Yeah.
But like you're going to be like, oh, but like this guy's hair is really shiny. Mm-hmm. Or like this guy.
Or like, does he remember that time that we made out secretly?
That's.
Yes.
Which that's is a big
that's
problem.
Two people
is
that
they all fucked each other.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And so if too you messy. Put those people apart from Heather, mm-hmm. you put them in the desert, you give them gold. What did you expect?
Also, it's really funny how like both Elizabeth and Jessica are like, have been very messy and have mm-hmm. like hooked up with every guy there.
I know.
But they're like, Heather the skank. Yeah. She's here to steal all the boys.
But she was.
Here's the thing. Yeah, that was
even in her own diary. She's like, I am a skank. I'm here to steal all the boys.
All of them.
I at first was like, damn, these girls are being like a little too rough on Heather. Yeah. And then we read her diary and I was like, well, The truth is what it is.
Okay. Well, and Heather tried to steal the cheerleading squad.
She did?
Right before this.
She, like, successfully did.
Well, really? And then Jessica and then they was had able to reform. Steal it back.
Oh.
And then they worked together to win nationals. But, like, kind it was more like Heather apologized and Jessica mm-hmm. was like, fine, I'll let you stay on the team. And I think it says it in this, because I did some more background research, because I was like, oh, I got to remember how this nationals went. Elizabeth was a cheerleader.
Oh. But,
yeah.
She was?
To fill out the team that Jessica had to form.
Not stated.
And then Elizabeth has won nationals. I don't know if that vibe permeates.
Because in this, she's going off like she does not walk even. Like, she does not do anything but sit at her typewriter.
Yes. Yeah. And dream of being a novelist. So she wants to write a lot of journalism.
Yeah. I was like, since when does she want to be a novelist?
I was shocked about the novelist thing.
What are you talking about? And also, this is after the werewolf thing.
Yeah, so I remember.
Huh?
Yeah, because I remember Jessica's like, I remember when I fell in love with a werewolf in London. Anyways, here I am in the desert.
The drive to the desert, so much backstory is just like thrown at us.
Yes.
And as usual, anything that happened after Evil Twin, I'm just like, because Elizabeth is thinking to herself, like, I mean, Jessica and I have had our disagreements before. And I was like, have you?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think that you have. Are we forgetting?
Yeah.
Every single time. I can't let it go that she roofied her sister and killed her own boyfriend.
Yep.
I can't ever let it go. And Elizabeth acts like it never happened, yet remembers the werewolf thing.
Well, and then Jessica seduced Todd.
Yeah.
Which don't mention in this.
No, they do not.
They never. Like, oh.
Everybody else, they talk about their.
Yeah. Yes.
But like Jessica and Todd have full on hooked up by the beach.
Beach disco.
Yeah, they beach disco hooked up.
And also they talk about disco later.
To ignore Elizabeth in jail. And the thing he's most worried about here is fucking Bruce
Patman.
I mean, Bruce is pretty much a stud. I love Bruce.
I love what a complete asshole Bruce is. Like, he's like, you guys are a bunch of fucking wimps. I hate being here. I'm ready to just steal all this fucking gold and put it into some investment banking.
I fucking loved it when Elizabeth's like, how can I get through to him? I know. I'll talk about money.
I know. And it works.
And it so works. The second she starts talking about money, he's like, you know what? Maybe Liz isn't that bad.
Yeah. And also the sad thing is like she starts out like being like, okay, I'll just say some things to get him to start talking. But then once he starts talking, she's like, wow, I forgot how handsome he looks when he talks about something he's passionate about, like money.
And I was like,
I was like, girl, what? We were there when you came up with the plan to talk to him about it.
Oh, I have something that I can't share on the podcast. Please remind me to share with you something.
Okay. I can't wait.
I saw somebody say on Twitter.
Okay. Oh, I can't wait.
Very exciting.
This is very exciting.
Okay. Sorry, listener.
And I'm not trying to make us talk chronology.
No, it's fine.
So my first, like, what in the world? Okay. Even if they were all adults, but they aren't. They're children.
They are not.
Teens.
I was like, what?
They shouldn't be
they
on this
They are being
trip.
Taken.
Yes.
They wrote, okay, one, Elizabeth seems to think she won an essay contest. There's no way that those other people won an essay contest.
I'm sorry, but like we read their diary entries. I read how Bruce writes.
How he did not, Heather?
Heather.
I think he like there's bad grammar in him.
Yeah.
Yes,
and he did not win.
And yet Elizabeth thinks to herself, she's like, "Oh, if only a Nid had been chosen." And it's like
Nid. Also, you're calling her Enid.
Enid. Enid. I have a lot of trouble.
A much cooler name.
I have a lot of trouble getting over having only known it from the board game. And my family just calling her Enid.
Enid.
It sounds way more exotic.
Enid. It does. But Enid. It is true that like also I feel like the author tries to like explain it away by being like, Elizabeth didn't know how the other people won the contest. And I'm like, none of us know.
None of us know. I mean,
Why did they enter the contest?
If they all didn't hate it. To do it.
They all hate it.
That was the thing.
At one point, someone said top students were chosen.
Okay.
So I think the principal literally chose the captain of the football team, the captain of the basketball team, the richest kid at school, the two girls who were co-captains of the Nationals winning cheerleading squad, and the one person who entered an essay.
I think they got one essay. And they were like,
one essay and they went, we didn't
have a contest, did we?
In this essay, I shall write. I shall show you how I am the one who is most capable of learning leadership from desert.
Also, I would love to write some articles to prove that I can be a novelist.
Yeah. Also, like, they should not have been on this trip. Like, this
okay,
is
okay, this
not...
trip is insane. It's 4 days backpacking.
Yeah.
After one weekend of training.
Death Valley.
In Death Valley with no adult
nope.
or experienced hiker supervision of any kind. And they're like, we'll meet you
madness.
In 4 days at a 7-Eleven.
I know.
Here's if you're some not fucking there, we'll bars. Drive away.
Yeah. 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 You better be there on time. Also, like, I know that, like, later they try and play like it's springtime, but at the beginning they're like acting like it's summer. And I'm like,
yeah.
You
school
don't,
is not no in.
A, school's not in. B, you don't go into Death Valley in the summer.
No.
You don't. It's
I mean,
no. Death
we,
Valley. You
should
die.
You 4 day backpack in Death Valley? I think 0% of the year. Because it's either
cold.
Ridiculously hot during the day or so cold at night.
Yeah.
Or sometimes both. Like,
yeah. I guess they are trying to do spring because, like, they do say there's spring wildflowers, but they only do that in the second book. So I think they got there and were like, well, we got to make a reason why these kids
out.
Are here.
I wonder, I don't know, if they had just done like the Pacific Crest Trail or something.
Sure.
Which I guess that's the worst title.
Yes.
It doesn't have death in it.
Yeah.
But like,
that really... is, you have hit on why they do this. It's because Death Valley gets to go in the title.
That's true.
Yeah.
Real quick, I don't want to stray from the topic of what the fuck they're doing out there, but I found the back and forth between Elizabeth and Bruce on finance.
Okay. Oh, no.
I love it.
Here, wait. Let me go just...
Oh. Are we going to get voices?
Yeah, I'd like voices,
I'll
please.
Do my best. Okay. Elizabeth decided to turn her attention to Bruce. Now that they'd found the treasure, maybe Bruce would be easier to talk to. She couldn't be the only one who didn't like to hike in this tense silence. If she could just tap into his interests. What does Bruce love more than anything? Money, she thought back to the guest speaker who had come to her social studies. Excuse me, trying to hold the mic and turn the page. Social studies class to talk about the stock market. Bruce. What kind of stocks do you think you'll use your gold to invest in? She asked. Bruce turned around and eyed Elizabeth, looking suspicious. He raised his eyebrows and shrugged. Well, since you ask, my dad's been talking a lot about healthcare companies, he said flatly. He didn't seem to believe that she wanted to talk about investments, so she said with enthusiasm, Oh, yeah? Why's that? Bruce turned around and looked at Elizabeth again. That's a service industry that has nowhere to go but up. What with all this aging baby boomers? Now he was getting animated. You're right. That does sound promising, Elizabeth commented. Bruce continued. But I don't know. I might put some of it in a low-risk mutual fund to be safe and use the rest higher-risk investment. I've been reading all about the commodities market. Futures can pay off big time, or they can soak you. He turned around to see if she was still paying attention. Bruce looks really attractive when he's into what he's doing.
When he's not just complaining and being apathetic.
When he's not, like, murdering a snake with a rock.
Oh, my God. That
he was having a rough day.
That was scary.
It was scary, but, like, kind of hot.
No, I'm telling you, Bruce is secretly very hot.
And he's secretly very hot. I think he is. He's definitely that, like, really hot asshole rich dude that you're like, I would never date you, but I would hate fuck you in your penthouse.
100%.
You know what I mean? Like, he's terrible, but
he's like
very hot.
Non-sociopath Patrick Bateman.
I was just going to say that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's definitely pulling out his business card to show you what stock he bought.
Yep.
Yeah.
Not
he's
money
16.
Stock.
He
paper
has,
stock.
Yeah.
He has a business card.
Also, like, they showed a little bit of, like, of his vulnerability in his diary entry that he burns in the fire. Wait, no, that's Heather.
But he does start writing about being into Elizabeth again.
And he's like, oh, having this gold is great because it's gold that I earned, not that my father gave to me.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, interesting. Oh,
he wants to be his own man.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
He's going to get a Jaguar that's all his.
Yeah. Red.
Red. Of course.
Convertible. Also, like, then he starts thinking Jessica's hot.
Well, if you think Elizabeth's hot, you probably think Jessica's hot.
Yeah. But he's
but
like,
if we know anything from these books.
Yeah.
It is bizarre, though, that the fact that they're twins does not seem to affect the attraction that the boys have for them.
Yeah.
Like, mm-hmm. they're never, like, they keep them so separate in their minds.
Yeah.
Because of their personalities. They're like, oh, Jessica is so annoying, but Liz is attractive.
Yeah. It's like, what? When actually, like, Jessica is brave, which mm-hmm. we've always, like...
But she's really selfish.
She's... Okay.
She almost kills Heather.
When she breaks off of the human chain across the river.
She was put so there because angry. She was the biggest athlete of the
yes.
women.
Like, I was
she's
so
strong.
Angry.
She's the... He was trying to make everyone survive because of her. And yep. she was like, no, but I want to hold my boyfriend's hand in case we all die.
And
is Ken the only one who, like, keeps it the fuck together? Except for kissing Heather.
Well, Ken gets a little bit mad. He, like, kind of loses his temper.
Well, he does. He kisses
but, like,
Heather.
Barely.
He, but he holds it in. I think he has the most. He's the smartest, I think.
Mm-hmm.
He seems
Todd.
To,
Todd is all over the
Todd's
place.
All over the place. He also is, like, really mean to Elizabeth at points.
Mm-hmm.
He's a hot mess in this book.
He yeah. also is
He's
really...
not good at anything.
No, he's not.
And he's thinking mean thoughts about Elizabeth. Mm-hmm. I will say, at no point is he about to make out with one of the other girls.
No.
That's he only just because like... an opportunity doesn't present itself at the right
but
time.
But there is a moment, right, where
with
like...
Heather?
He... No, remember him? Oh, there is a moment with Heather where he's like wrapping her ankle, but then like also touching her leg.
Oh,
do you
yeah.
remember that?
Yeah.
And like Elizabeth sees that and she's like, And then, like, he keeps, like, being like, yeah, no, that's that. So he does. He gets kind of, like, taken by Heather
yeah.
a little bit because she makes him carry her, remember? Mm-hmm. And he's, like, carrying her. And then that makes Elizabeth mad. Okay. When Heather sprains her ankle
mm-hmm.
from doing, okay, they're bouldering because they yes. can't go in between the boulders. They have to jump from boulder to boulder.
Yes.
It's like a 4-foot distance. And everyone's running and jumping. And she's like, everyone, look at me. And then she, like, does a flip and then falls.
Yep.
And then sprains her ankle. And then it's like, everyone, help me.
I'm hurt.
The yeah. fucking audacity. Like, why would you do a cheerleading trick?
Also, you were just almost killed in a river.
Yeah.
Do you think
yeah.
you have, like, the stamina?
Yeah.
And balance right now to boulder flip.
Yeah. And these are the clothes that you're like, you don't have any other clothes.
Yeah.
Well, and you're also being such a wimp. We've all yeah. sprained our ankle.
Yes.
If that thing's swelling to 3 times its size, yeah. I'm really wondering if that's a sprained ankle.
You think it's broken?
Yeah.
Don't they not swell that much if they're broken, though? Isn't that the whole thing?
They say they swell less.
It swells less.
But oh, okay.
Also, really bad sprains are really bad. I'm not saying it doesn't
sure.
hurt.
Sure, sure, sure.
But it's doesn't. Hurt and I think you could hobble.
You can hobble, and also she was claiming she couldn't do things that like did not require her ankle, like
when, lighting the fire.
Yes, the
I was
fire.
Like bending over does not hurt your ankle.
Exactly, no. Like things like that where she was like, if I move my arms, my ankle hurts, and I'm like, that's fake.
Like, if I can't watch my soaps, my ankle hurt.
Oh my god, her TV.
Okay, but also awesome.
How the fuck is that?
I loved that. And I loved that Ken wanted to watch the soap. And they all like kind of made fun of her. It's like, this is very cool that you are watching a soap.
It was like, so they're like going around. First of all, they're assigned buddies and it's like not to everyone's liking.
Oh, did you
to no one's liking.
Read the back of the book?
I didn't. Oh, okay.
Let's do that.
Okay. This one is...
And I guess let's break up what we talk about in the books, or...
Or maybe or we mean, should like, do... Let's just... I'll read both back.
Yeah, let's do that.
And then we'll talk, because I feel
and
like we're
we
not
going
to know.
Then we don't have to try not to jump around.
Yeah. Okay, so... Elizabeth has struck it rich. On a special desert survival course, she discovers real gold nuggets and a treasure map. She knows she should forget the map and stick to the trail, but how can she resist the lure of adventure and more gold? Jessica, wanting to be richer than Lila Fowler, leads the group on the treasure hunt. Little does she know that 3 convicted murderers are right on their heels. Will the group abandon the temptation of gold, or will their greed lead them into horrifying danger?
It will. The answer is it will.
Jessica and Elizabeth Wakefield are trapped in Death Valley. Led astray by the promise of hidden treasure, the Sweet Valley gang is in serious danger. A torrential rainstorm is brewing on the horizon, and they're being pursued by 3 escaped convicts. When the gang decides to split up, things only get worse. While Jessica is held at gunpoint by the convicts, Elizabeth hangs from a rocky cliff, perilously close to falling. Will the twins save themselves or perish in the Valley of Death?
Well, they won't save themselves.
No, Bruce will save Elizabeth.
Mm-hmm. And then Ken ultimately saves Jessica.
Oh, yeah.
Crew.
Yeah.
Though I guess Jessica does use her psychic.
They kind of all.
Oh, God.
They all deserve a little bit of credit for with the convicts.
Yeah.
Well, they all try.
Well, not Heather.
Yeah. Well, Heather doesn't deserve credit for even fucking breathing that fucking slut.
She's, and then that she gets
breaking
worse.
Slut. Yeah.
She gets worse. She ruins everything. Like keeps ruining things.
Yeah.
More and more. Mm-hmm.
Like Jessica, when she realizes that they've found her and Heather after everybody is like split off to go get help because Heather hurt her ankle and somebody needs to stay with her and she didn't want it to be Ken. Jessica didn't want it to be Ken. So they're sleeping and the convicts have come and are rummaging through their stuff and Jessica wakes up and she's like, oh my God, okay, I'm just going to pretend to be asleep and then they'll go away. And Heather wakes up and she's like, Heather, look at me. Please, please tell me that you're understanding this look I'm giving you of not saying anything. And Heather's like, oh, I'm tired. She lets out the loudest fucking scream. And then the convicts are like, you're going to wish you hadn't done that. And Jessica's like, you stupid whore.
Also, like, okay. The fact that, okay, well, so there's three convicts. One is nice, and his name is Jack.
Mm-hmm. And well, Jessica has dubbed him Jack.
Yeah. And then the other two look like two of the three stooges. And so one's called Larry and one's called Mo, according to Jessica.
But she does it enough out loud that they all know.
Yeah. She like flirts with Larry mm-hmm. and he falls for it. I was like.
Well,
not until the end.
But that like to me, I'm like, how could he fall for it?
Because he does. I think at one point he's thinking about assaulting her.
Yeah,
he is. She's tied up and he's like seducing, which she doesn't even think about that as a.
I know. That's like all I could think about. I was like, do not put that into their mind, ladies.
Like, he's not going to try to take you to the beach disco. This will not work out. Yeah. For you.
Like, hey, do you like want to be my boyfriend?
I can tell you're like, decent underneath all of that.
You look so decent in this moonlight.
Also, he has a fucking bowl cut. Like. Ew.
But no, you're right. At the end, he
touches her face.
He kisses her,
on the cheek.
She like makes him feel the goodness within himself somehow.
Which
she's like, I can know, but like really, I can tell that you're a good person.
Okay.
I can feel it. And he's like, what?
Okay, but maybe.
I am a good person.
He really wanted to cause the cave-in. So he shot six times in the air. Okay. Caused, and he's like, so you guys can die slow.
Because I fucking hate every single one of you.
Fair.
You are all monsters.
They are not great.
No, they're great. Bad people.
And that's
even
before.
Elizabeth, who is so full of herself. She's like, I'm like so helpful.
Okay, Jessica has some of her worst moments in these, though. Mm-hmm. One, when she doesn't believe Heather about seeing the convicts.
Yeah.
That sucked. And then when she decides to commandeer the trip and secretly take everybody to the gold.
That is insane.
It is insane, but also it's gold.
Is it?
No! But they think it's gold.
The fact that they don't know the difference. Between fucking pyrite and gold.
That was sad.
That's embarrassing.
Yeah. Well, that Elizabeth didn't notice that.
Yeah.
I was like, you guys, pyrite, not that shiny.
And honestly, do you think that a eagle could really carry that much gold?
Oh my God.
So why did the eagle want all that pyrite?
The eagle thing was so
funny. Okay. Okay, guys. You need to understand the situation with this eagle.
Please.
Okay.
A bald fucking eagle.
A bald fucking eagle. So, and this is the moment that we discover that Bruce Patman is like not a sociopath. Okay. So.
Elizabeth. Tries to be.
Elizabeth's hanging off of the edge of a cliff. I'm gonna die. An angel's here? No, it's Bruce Patman at the top of this cliff. He's grabbing my hand. Oh no, behind him.
Is that one an angel too?
Another angel? Oh, it's a bald eagle. Oh no. The bald eagle swoops down and steals his bag of gold. Bruce now has to decide, does he want to save the gold or save Elizabeth? And he thinks about it for a while.
Well, not even just thinks about it. It's trying to do both.
One hand like reaching for the bag.
He's ready to save Elizabeth and fight an eagle at the same time.
Like, it like has gold. They're as dumb as an eagle
about gold.
Dumber.
They're dumber than the eagle. The eagle.
I bet the eagle was like, ooh, gold. And then went, it's just pyrite. And then flew off. And that's the only reason.
Yeah, Bruce has some pretty standout moments. This one, and then we alluded to it earlier when he kills the rattlesnake. It's pretty funny. Like, I mean, sad for the rattlesnake. But, like, so is it him and Todd?
Contrast is funny. Yeah, Todd.
So he, Todd's, like, walking, like, stomping around, like, being mad
Todd
about.
Todd is such an idiot in this book.
He's such a doof.
I hate Todd in this book.
No, okay, to be fair, he moved away for just a few months. And while he was gone, his best friend and his girlfriend did hook up.
They macked.
I don't blame Todd for being jealous. I blame Todd for being dumb. Mm-hmm. Dumb and, like, mean.
He's mean.
Yeah, he's pretty mean.
He was being mean to Elizabeth. But so he's just like, I bet you that fucking Ken Matthews and Elizabeth are going to hook up. Like, he's all pissed off.
Yeah.
What's interesting is he never feels mad at her, only at Ken.
Yeah, which is
he's
good.
He's really just very sad.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's just very sad.
He's carrying around a lot of hurt.
Mm-hmm. And literal weight.
And literal weight. And there's also the idea that, like, none of these people are qualified for this mission.
No.
They are in a position like, so yeah, Todd is bad at reading maps, but a guy who doesn't know how to read maps shouldn't be dropped off in the desert for 4 days.
It's not fair.
Everyone
was claiming that he was paying attention enough to navigate a map.
Yeah.
He couldn't tell the difference between going towards death and going towards the 7-Eleven.
Yeah.
Yes.
And so he's like,
I got to talk about that shortcut.
The shortcut. I wanted it to end. In I was like dying in that
in the cave.
What shortcut, ladies and gentlemen?
Oh,
what are you talking about?
Surprise! The cave.
They were like 2 days away. Still, they were still two fucking days away from that 7-Eleven. Mm-hmm. The whole rest of the book,
but then they like have a cave in, mm-hmm. and then bust their way out, and suddenly they're there.
Yeah.
They punch their way.
And they say, oh, it must have been a shortcut or something.
Seriously.
Well, and they're following the flashlight that they're not following any logic.
No.
To get out. They're not like, oh, I hear moving water or I see light or I smell air. No, they're just wandering deeper and deeper into a cave hoping.
Yeah. And it seems for like maybe 20 minutes.
No, hours.
It did not feel
hours?
Like that long.
Okay, here's Jessica said it felt like hours.
That's the thing.
So it wasn't.
And then what is it? Like Ken gets pissed off? Is it Ken or is it Todd?
Yeah, and he starts punching the wall.
He's like punching the wall and he's like, oh, my hand's not broken and there's a hole. It must be shale. They like keep punching and
I'm sorry. And Elizabeth goes, it must be shale.
Oh, yeah. I read about it in the journal.
I read about it.
Well, she almost died because she grabbed onto shale.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So it was really fresh in her mind.
I know. And then they punch their way out and they're like, oh, the 7-Eleven, we're in the parking lot.
Crazy.
I could not.
They were on the verge of death and 2 days away still.
Please.
2 days, 25 miles.
There.
They said 25 miles.
Right, but that was 25 miles of paths of going up and around.
Not
just go under and through. They went direct.
That is not how distance works.
Oh, yeah, but before that, so this is like when they're all split up and stuff because like Heather's foot is hurting. Mm-hmm. So Jessica's there and then like the rest of the group decides to half of them take the high road, half of them take the low road. So Todd's all pissy and he like sees this rattlesnake and he just like freezes. He's like, and Bruce like throws a rock at the rattlesnake and it like
recoils.
Mm-hmm. Ken makes a dumbass move.
Todd.
Because then right after that, he's like, I'm going to grab it by the tail. He's and I'm so like, you're going to get fucking bit, idiot.
He's like, and then I'll throw it clear.
Dumb ass. So he like goes to reach for it. And then Bruce is just like, fucking die. And like bludgeons this snake to
until
death.
There's like blood and snake bits on the rock.
Yeah, that's all that's left.
This is the other moment that I was like, y'all are idiots. I know it's scary to eat things that are weird, but eat the snake. You haven't eaten in so long. People can eat snake. Like, that's, like, a thing.
They talk about it. Elizabeth's like, if we have to, we'll kill a lizard.
I wouldn't know. I know you'd cook it.
I think you would just...
Would you then peel it first?
Yes. I think you would...
You would peel it
cut
first?
Cut it down the tummy. You'd take off the skin and, like, scoop out the guts.
Oh, that's right. And Bruce has a fancy knife.
Yes. And then just hang it over a fire until it cooks.
Oh, I would have thought you'd have to cook it in the skin and then peel the skin off.
You skin it. I think you skin it before. You skin animals before you cook them.
But snakes too?
I think so.
Well, some animals. You skin
how to
you.
Cook a snake
I
you killed in the
woods.
I am
not going
to
be surprised if I'm wrong.
Okay.
But now I want to know.
I've literally only seen people eat snakes in television programs. And though that I think the set designer, or not set, the prop guy is trying to make me think it's still a snake. So it looks still like a snake, but that's not because it's real.
Okay, how to cook a snake from Survival Frog Blog.
Survival Frog Blog.
Okay, blah, blah, blah. Kill it blog, first.
Blog, blog. Oh, yes. Good call.
Cut off the head.
Yeah. What's next?
Okay, you need to remove the head and take it somewhere else because the head can still bite you.
Oh my God.
After it's been cut off?
Because it has heat sensitive pits on its faces.
What?
So even when the head is severed, if the pits sense your body heat next to them, it will kick in and bite you.
I'm so glad what? I know this now.
That made my hand itch like a snake is going to bite me.
A snake is going to
bite
me.
The warning itch that you always get. Yeah, right,
you guys have it, right?
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Totally norms.
Cut it's the snake open.
Right, that all women have when they turn 13.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so you cut the snake open down the tummy.
Uh-huh.
Take out the guts. Take off the skin.
Oh.
Oh, no, okay. You take off the skin first. Take off the skin, grab the flesh and pull it towards the tail, and then you take out the guts, and then you cook it. So you can just hang it over the fire.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
Yeah, I think you always take off the skin before.
Not on chickens.
Yeah, not you don't.
Not on chickens.
Yeah.
Not
you take
on,
off the feathers.
Yeah, not on, what's it called? Poultry.
Mm-hmm.
But on, like, mammals and reptiles, I think. Although I wouldn't know how to skin a, like, lizard. I don't know how to skin any animals. Really.
I think that once it's dead, you can, like, because think of if you've ever done, like, baby feet,
mm-hmm.
you could peel skin off. So, like, I feel like once it's dead, you just rip, which
but
is gross. And,
I would have thought, like, if you cook it, it'd be easier to take off. Like, it would just, like, fall off.
Well, the problem with snakes is they have scales. So the scales
and they
are, like,
get really tough.
Yeah, it's tough.
Mm.
So,
because, like, think of an alligator. I mean, I know it's a totally different animal.
Yeah.
Or, like, an alligator.
Or a fish, even.
Yeah. You have to get the scales off mm-hmm. because you won't be able to cook the meat as well either.
Mm-hmm.
And
they're kind of sharp, I think.
Mm.
Yeah.
That all makes sense.
Yeah.
In my mind, they were just becoming crispy like chicken skin, and then you just peel it right off.
I think actually,
like when a snake sheds its skin.
Yeah. I think the crispiness makes it harder to pull off in one go because it'll snap.
Mm.
Whereas, like, okay, I had to do a very disgusting thing in high school where I had to dissect a cat. It was very sad.
Oh, I remember you doing it now.
I know. And it was really bad, but we had to skin it. And I mean, the thing is, you just have to grab and fucking pull.
What the fuck?
I know. It was terrible. Really disgusting. Would not recommend.
How is that legal?
I don't know. It was really
sad. So, like, not just do it on a cat, but make high schoolers skin a fucking cat?
It's horrible.
Mm-hmm.
It was really bad.
It's like serial killer stuff.
Yeah, it is. Like, really messed up.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Thing. You know what was also really messed up in here? Mm. The psychic connection between Elizabeth and Jessica just doesn't work.
Oh, it doesn't happen.
I couldn't believe it. Because usually when one of them is thinking they don't always communicate the words perfectly, but like the sentiment, the meaning. No, in this, Jessica's like, Elizabeth, stay away. It's not safe here. Elizabeth, oh, I'm going to check it out.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
There's
also,
none.
Like, there don't, like... In a lot of the other books, like, if one of the twins is in danger, the other one, like, kind of knows.
Yeah.
Not at all. Not at all.
I mean, she was worried because the flare.
She was the only one who said, like, what if it's a trap?
She
and
did
suggested
say that.
Yeah. They go in separately.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So maybe there is a little twinsy magic
mm-hmm.
working, but was not stated on the page. So unless you stated on the page.
Yeah. It's not canon.
You can't prove that it's real.
Also, okay, there was a moment where, like, the first mine shaft they find, Bruce is like, I'm going to go in.
And everyone's like, no.
And he's like, I don't care.
And he's like,
well,
just
like, they explicit. Kat, who I'm sort of in love with. Kay.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Oh,
very,
yeah.
She's
Elizabeth
very
is
in love with
Kay.
Yeah.
It's to please her so much.
Yeah.
Yeah. little brown noser.
Yeah.
Kay said, don't go in.
And he's like, I don't care. So he goes.
And then she's like, oh, he's my partner.
This part is insane.
So then she goes in because she's like, he's my partner. What am
but
I going to do?
Not worse go in? Than that. So he goes in and she's like, he should not be going in. And then.
Is it Jessica?
Jessica. Oh, yeah. Jessica or says Todd you should does go it in. First. Or mm-hmm. Who does it first?
Elizabeth. But Jessica like tells her to go in.
Jessica's like, yeah, Jessica's he's like, your. He's your buddy.
Well, because they
got
tried to switch
up with him
buddies.
For the buddy system.
They did try to switch.
That's how Todd gets involved. Todd is like bitter. So he's like, yeah, Bruce is your buddy. So I guess you should go in. And I was like, you are the last two people on earth. Yeah. You should be encouraging Elizabeth to put herself in harm's way. What are you doing?
Yeah.
And then she's like, you're right. And still neither one of them say, no, 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 I was kidding. Please yeah. don't do that. I didn't mean that.
Right.
They're like, good. Yeah, you should.
And she goes in.
She goes in.
And finds gold.
Finds gold. Finds a journal.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. A journal.
From the 1800s.
Very, very like expository journal. Very mm-hmm. helpful.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And
tells
that's
her to
when
take half
she
the gold.
Thinks she's going to write about the history of this mm-hmm. and publish it in a magazine mm-hmm. and then perhaps even be hired to make it a movie.
Yes. Every young girl's dream.
And then that disappears by the mm-hmm. end of the book. And I was like, Elizabeth. It's still a movie.
It could be
you
a movie.
You just went through a movie far mm-hmm. more than the one that you didn't know about. You were going to write a travel journal and then try to write a screenplay of it?
She's so dumb.
You were an idiot.
So she like packs all that stuff in her bag and she's like, Bruce. And then
Bruce
can't find him.
Mm-hmm.
Did you say Brucifer?
Bruce, where are?
Oh.
But she's been gone a long while.
She's been gone for a while.
So Todd and Jessica, and Jessica's feeling guilty.
She's like, I told her to go in there and she's probably dead.
And so Jessica's like, let's go find out if she's dead. So she and Todd go in.
And then
Elizabeth comes out.
Elizabeth and Bruce come out.
Oh, yeah. But there was a cave-in.
Oh, yeah. They get out just in time because there was a cave-in. They're
but
like,
Bruce is like sunbathing.
Yeah. Bruce is like, very
oh, yeah.
comfortable.
He's been hanging out forever. Elizabeth barely escaped. And they're like, whoa, that was lucky. Uh-huh. And then Ken and Heather are like, so where are Todd and Jessica? And they're like, huh?
And then Todd, like, a hand bursts out of the like shale.
And they all have to use their portable shovels.
Mm-hmm. And, oh my God. And get them out. And then someone's like, what's in your bag? And she's like, a journal. And they're like, no, the other thing.
No.
She's like,
no,
oh.
the like gold. She's like, what?
I didn't even notice it.
Because I'm Elizabeth.
And then they're like, oh, we're supposed to bury half of it or else we're cursed. Let's just take all of it. And she's like,
who
but the curse
would do this? And they're like, get real. And she's like, yeah, I guess so. She's like, I just got carried away thinking of all the fame of writing in that travel journal.
So then,
but now they can never be the same.
No,
they have to. There's a map.
Yeah, there's more.
So they got to go to the next one.
So they do.
Mm-hmm. I was so irritated that the full extent of the curse was them being cranky.
Yeah, I mean, there was no
curse. They're just mad at each other.
You could say that the curse also brought the convicts to them.
Okay, there you go.
You could say.
I mean, because the convict.
But they already knew about the convicts.
No, they only knew about them when they had the gold.
Right, because the first day they watched the soap opera.
Yeah.
And then the second day they went to watch the soap opera and it was convicts.
And they had the first bag.
And that's how they. No,
but they
no, they
went
didn't
into
have
a mineshaft immediately.
Oh,
they
right,
didn't
right,
have
right,
it
you're
yet.
You're right. They didn't have it yet.
That's why I don't connect the two is because they heard about the convicts. That was already happening. Then they found some gold. They didn't bury half of it. And
the convicts had their own
gold. They weren't
gold
like
plan.
Encountering a series of mishaps.
What? What book did you read?
No, they did.
No,
because Heather got swept away down a river.
Down a river.
I mean, in a cursed way. I'm talking in a cursed way.
They did, and then Heather's
all of this happened because they're fucking idiots, not because of a curse. I wanted cursey things to happen, like lightning shoots one of their packs, or like
they get
a mysterious looking spirit comes and they're frightened by it.
Elizabeth leaves all the food at the ground.
Yeah, because she's a fucking idiot.
Okay. She's cursed.
What about
they're cursed from birth?
Okay, what about
if that's a curse?
What about okay? They go to this last
curse with Jessica's
cave.
Vanity.
They go to this last cave and they're like, oh my god, six skeletons! And
oh
then
yeah,
they open the bag and there's scorpions. There's a wave of scorpions, like literally a wave of scorpions comes out of the this little satchel. Yeah. And it's just overrun by scorpions.
Okay, what about those bats? That's what's cursed. Bats live in caves. And the convicts, the only reason they meet up with the convicts is because the convicts were on their way to the gold. All these pieces were already in motion.
Okay, but that's
so like what
the
if
gold
what if this would have been there. Different?
There was no
what
gold.
If there was no
that's
gold.
My critique, you guys.
The convicts
that,
never existed. But like, they were
no,
phantoms.
No.
Created by the curse.
No.
Yes.
No.
No. That's what it was. It's because you know what?
They had already heard about the convict.
It would have been gold if they only took half, but they took
that's
all
what
of
I'm saying.
No, it
but
gold.
None of it
turned into fool's gold.
It turned into fool's gold.
It's gotta be on the page.
Half of the gold's
gotta
was
be on the
fool's
page.
Gold.
So if they had left that half, it would have been fool's
you
gold.
Guys
and they would have had real gold.
Writing a different book with your words right now.
I also
this
had
is
this
not what
dream,
took place.
And I knew it wasn't gonna happen, but I really hoped that this all turned out to be part of the adventure program.
Like this was
I actually
whole,
did consider that.
I was hoping that
those convicts
were like an improv group.
Heard about the convicts on TV.
Yeah.
I was thinking to myself, are they some of those like camp leaders? is it gonna be Kay and Brad?
They take off their masks.
Should have left half the gold. You failed the test. You all get F's in school now.
There was one part that I actually genuinely thought was funny.
Uh-huh.
And I think the book meant for it to be funny.
Oh, okay. Wow.
And it's when...
What?
Yeah. Elizabeth and Jessica, like, wake up and they're in that new the cave with the scorpions.
Yeah.
Scorpions.
And Jessica, like, is awakened by the sound of, like, scribble scrabbles. And it's, like, these little lizards that are, like, playing yeah. around her head.
Oh, yeah.
And she just picks up one of the lizards and throws it at Heather. And then Heather's like, Elizabeth!
And by this point, really Elizabeth is pissed at Heather, yeah. too, because mm-hmm. Heather is like, I need to sleep between Todd and Ken.
Oh, my God.
And so they're both pissed at Heather.
They
and
both
so
laugh.
When she does that. Both her and Elizabeth crack up.
And I just like the idea, too, of these like little lizards playing around mm-hmm. her head and her just like throwing it. It's like...
It felt very Parent Trap.
Yeah.
When they're both laughing at the prospective
yeah.
stepmom.
And yeah. they do fight a little in these books, but they're always talking.
They're never not talking.
They're never mm-hmm. not talking.
Yeah.
That was a relief.
It was.
Because what would happen to the group if the twins weren't talking?
The group is already so splintered.
I know.
Because of the cranky curse of the gold.
Yeah. Exactly. It was
the fact that
curse.
Elizabeth kept saying that to herself mm-hmm. in her mind is what was driving me nuts. She's
the
like,
curse.
The curse is tearing us apart. But like none of them were trying to steal one another's portion. They were just being really pissy and bratty and
Jessica
hungry and tired.
That it was happening.
Yeah.
Jessica thought
and then
was
stealing told, straight up, it was convicts. And she's like, I don't think so.
You're a liar, even like, though she had like an airtight alibi.
She did. And
which is that she was macking on your boyfriend.
Also, like when Heather comes back, she's like, I saw convicts, they're here. And Jessica's like, isn't that rich? Oh, you come in here with your bullshit. Like, it was, so, I was like,
so good.
Girl, stop.
I applaud your performance.
Bravo.
And Oscar goes to.
She was like being such a bitch to Heather. Mm-hmm. And I felt bad. But then after that, we read Heather's diary. And I was like, well.
Okay.
She's like, oh, it's going according to plan. I'll have Ken and maybe even that dorky Todd around my finger. I was like, damn, girl.
I loved it.
She didn't want to steal Bruce. No plans for Bruce.
No, but Bruce was the only available one. I think that's why.
I also appreciated that Bruce, like, wanted nothing to do with Heather.
No,
he's like, she's annoying.
Yeah.
Well, until the end.
Until the very end.
He did the math
like
while they were in the cave.
Sudden.
And he was like, all right, I guess. I'm going to kiss before I die. This is it.
Also, they had a very, like, whistle while you work moment, all of them.
When they were burying the criminal?
Oh.
Oh, Jack.
I forgot
not
about
Jack.
I'm not thinking about that.
Sorry.
That's very funny, though. I was thinking about when they all, like, get pieces of sage and sweep scorpions out of the cave.
That was cute.
But when they all decide to bury the convict together.
They're in a trapped cave.
Yes.
With a dead body.
Yes, it's Jack, who was nice to them.
When I was reading that, I was like, why are they rehabilitating Jack so hard?
I know.
Like, they are obsessed with Jack
immediately. And I was getting very confused until I realized it was so that they could martyr him.
Mm-hmm. He had, I don't know if you remember, by they, he had I mean muscles,
muscular arms.
Very muscular arms.
He had muscles.
He saved
he seemed
people.
Smart and sweet. He
gave
like,
them beef jerky.
I think maybe soulful eyes.
He gave his girlfriend a necklace.
He gave them his brownies. Very, which I was like,
I was worried. I was like, too. Wait till he eats a brownie first.
Exactly. I was like, don't eat that.
You can trust Jack.
Apparently. We were like, wow, Jack.
You guys, it's Jack.
It's Jack, everyone.
We all know Jack really well. He's like, it's Jack.
It's Jack. He's
it's Jack.
Nice.
I also, and I knew this wasn't going to happen, I really wanted them to give Jack all the gold. And
I
to
was
just like
waiting
go
for that, too.
Yeah. Instead of he dies, they bury him in a cave.
I love, though, if they're like, Jack, we all talked. We want you to have the gold. And he's like, thank you so much. That's so nice. And he gets the gold and he goes, this is pyrite.
And then a stalactite goes through his head and he fucking dies. And they're like,
curse of the gold.
They are very
that's a curse.
Like, they're so obsessed with Jack.
Yeah.
They're also like, Heather's like, do you have anyone special waiting for you at home? Like a girlfriend? And he's like, yes, I do. My girlfriend, I love her. And she gave me these brownies. And they're all like, oh my God, Jack, you're amazing. You're
amazing.
You saved Heather. Or no, who was in the water?
Yeah, Heather.
Again?
Well, she has a bum
saved
leg.
Him and he saved Heather. And
So he's like, he saved Heather. He came here for us. You're part of the group. Like when they were like, welcome to the club, Jack. I was like, ew, what?
Yeah. And also, what is this club?
Yeah.
You will never speak to each other tomorrow.
No. No.
And no, they're all bonded for life now.
Also, he committed armed robbery. It's not like
Well, he says he committed armed robbery. The back of the first book says he's a killer.
Yeah, a murderer. He's one of three.
Mm-hmm.
Also, when he's like, you know, Mo, he's loco. Like, he was like, he's crazy. He has murdered, what was it? Six like men and women or
people. Yeah. He killed a bunch of people, but he also set off bombs in public places.
Yes.
Because he just likes dead people by his hand.
Yeah, he likes chaos, mayhem.
Oh my God. What if he was dressed like the Joker? I got to reread these books.
Yeah.
Oh, it's Castor Pollock from Face Off. I found one of the parts where they're just like falling all over Jack.
Mm-hmm. Oh, God.
Jessica wondered what had happened in Jack's past that had forced him to turn to a life of crime. He looked so dignified, even imposing, gazing thoughtfully at them all beneath his shock of dark hair. She was vaguely conscious of Ken squeezing her shoulder. Blah, blah, blah. Jack's
like, are you fucking
criminal.
Looking at him?
Yeah. Jack had been a criminal, of course, but he'd probably decided to turn over a new leaf. She has decided based off of nothing in this moment. To Jessica, it all sounded incredibly romantic. And now Jack's alone in the world without even his fellow outlaws for friends. Jessica was intrigued. She wanted to ask him a million questions about himself.
Oh, my God. When Heather asks a question and then Jessica's like, what did you get put in prison for?
I wanted to ask the more interesting questions. Yes.
And he's like, it's okay. Armed robbery.
He says.
Yeah. He says. I think he did something worse.
I think maybe he killed a woman and that woman is the person whose picture he carries around.
Mm. Oh, my God.
Would not put it past him.
Yeah.
Would not.
We don't know Jack.
You don't know Jack.
You don't know Jack.
Wasn't there like a computer game that was called You Don't Know Jack?
100%.
I was very into that game.
I loved that game.
Was it like trivia?
Yeah.
It was
trivia and
they
like.
They still make those games.
Yeah. And the.
Really?
Some of it is trivia and some of it's just like, are you quick at pressing buttons and not getting confused?
Jackbox TV.
What?
You guys don't regularly.
You got talking it. To us right now.
Wait, what?
I have never been condescended to
Jackbox.tv and they make a ton of trivia games. They still make You Don't Know Jack. It's a very hard trivia game. They make something called Trivia Murder Mystery.
Wait, do you do it? Oh my God.
This is Trivia Murder Party. It's basically just a trivia game, but set up as though it's Saw.
Oh.
Oh, okay. Yeah, less
No. Yeah, I was okay. You guys aren't getting it.
No, okay.
Okay, but we should remember.
Trivia murder mystery. Because that's something. There's something there. I'm not sure.
Trivia murder house or something like that.
Trivia murder house? Wait, so it's Saw? So it's like, so you can do your own Saw? So you can be like, well.
It's like.
You have to play Jigsaw.
Yeah, like, so you can be Jigsaw? Is that? Yeah. But you need some guidance, so you need Jack.TV or whatever?
It's a video game, but it comes with a big box. And when you open it, it's a puppet.
And then it has, like, a little voice recorder. But you can only record, like, 7 phrases.
That's great. So yeah, they still make You Don't Know Jack games.
I gotta track that down.
It's all like online stuff.
You play it sometimes?
Yeah, occasionally. I played it a few weeks ago with people from work. We played a game called Joke Boat. I think
is that also from the same maker?
Yeah. This is all. So everybody just goes to like Jackbox.TV. You enter your room code, and then you all just play on your phones, and it shows up on the screen and.
On the
TV.
Oh, your room code. So then this would be at hotels.
No.
Your virtual room.
Yeah.
Like a waiting room.
I see what you're saying.
If you're,
yes. Like a meeting, like a virtual meeting.
Yes.
And you do your code.
Yes. Yeah.
I see. I thought that this was like a Marriott specific.
Nope.
Game.
Okay. Another idea.
Yes.
Trivia murder hotel. Just don't forget.
Don't forget. But also, what if there's a trivia game? Like, you know how on airplanes you can like chat at people? No one ever wants to chat with you, but like
you can.
I wish you could do that for hotels.
You can. You have every hotel's number. All you have to do is dial their room number, and you could talk to anyone.
No, but I want like a trivia game where like you call them and you say, "Do you know the answer to this trivia question?"
I think you want to move into the circle.
Yeah, I do. Message.
Do you want to answer a question? Winky face. Cowboy emoji.
Wow, Jackbox.TV.
Jackbox. We're gonna
check
this out.
Good to know.
Yeah. It's fun.
I think I do want to be.
Not all the games are fun. Trivia game is really hard.
Really?
Their trivia is really hard.
Mm-hmm. I can see that.
Kind of infuriating.
Really?
Mm-hmm. But addictive.
Yeah.
So you're like mad the whole time you're playing it.
So
you don't know Jack, but you want him to get a lighter sentence.
Yeah, there you go.
I want him to run away. I really want it. But I mean, being buried
that is
in a cave,
what he was going to do.
Though, guys, I do believe in rehabilitation and the power of meeting some teens on the in Death Valley. But like, I'm not going to waste any energy or breath or air on digging that grave in that cave.
No way. They have limited oxygen. And also, like, honestly...
Wow, you guys are cold.
The cave is caving in.
Yeah.
He's gonna get buried. Like, just let it happen.
Honestly, they didn't know. He is buried.
Oh, it had already caved in.
Yeah.
And so they stopped because they're like, well, we better bury him.
So they unbury him and then dig a hole and then rebury him. Also, they can get their fucking rocks off about burying Jack?
Yeah. Because then they're good Christian teens.
Well, it also lifts the curse.
That's because then
they're able to go through a wormhole
in
the cave
true.
To get to the 7-11.
And the water, then there's water.
Okay,
in
the water
wormhole.
Thing was like really upsetting.
Yeah, that was scary.
They're in a cave. There's no light except for a flashlight, but they're seeing nothing. There's no horizon.
Mm-mm.
Yeah, they can't even see each other.
In fact, who keeps touching Bruce's hair? And he's like, you can keep touching my hair.
Heather.
No, wait. Jessica or Elizabeth?
I think Elizabeth does it thinking it's Todd.
Yeah, that's what it is.
And then Todd's like, hey, no, my hair's over here.
Also, can we briefly...
That's also me too.
Okay, let's cover the water thing and then I need to talk about should Ken and Elizabeth have gotten back together? Or I mean, should Todd...
On this trip?
Should Ken and Jessica have gotten back together? We'll get to that in a second.
We'll get to it.
So first the water.
Okay, first the water. It's very scary. There's no light.
No.
There's no fresh air.
No.
They're just kind of pushing down a ever tightening hallway.
Yeah.
It's like
there's water at their ankles.
Yeah. And then it's at their knees. And then it's quickly flooding. Mm-hmm. They are being flooded.
They're about to drown.
This is scary.
Flooded in a cave.
And they can't see.
And they can't see and they don't I mean, I guess they know which way is up because of gravity and water. Mm-hmm. But otherwise, they don't know anything.
It was pretty funny, though, because Elizabeth has the flashlight. And then while the water is starting to rush mm-hmm. higher and higher, Todd's like, I got to help Elizabeth out. Give her both her hands so that she can save herself. And he's like, here, give me the flashlight, Liz. I'll hold it. And she's like, no, I've got it. And he's like, no, give me the flashlight. And she's like, no, really, I fucking have it. Please back the fuck mm-hmm. off. But he's already knocked it out of her hand.
Yeah.
And he was like, I'm going to be such a hero and protect Elizabeth.
And she's like, great.
She's like, great, good job. Thanks, Todd.
And he's like, you're not going to get with Bruce, are you?
And then the water drains all out.
Yeah. And they're like, wow, we're stuck with that. And then Ken's like, I'm so mad! And then punches the wall. And then he's like, either I'm stronger than I thought I am, or this wall is made of. And Elizabeth's like, shale!
Shale, it's shale!
I like Ken.
Ken?
Ken is my favorite.
Of the guys, Bruce is probably my favorite.
Oh, okay, sorry. Yeah, Bruce is a babe and a half.
Yeah.
And he's kind of funny.
He's pretty funny. He's a douchebag, but he's pretty funny.
Yeah.
Ken is the MVP of the trip.
Yes. Ken has the best ideas.
Yeah.
He has also the best attitude.
Yes. He's the most thoughtful of everyone, other than the time that he just cheated on his girlfriend for no reason.
Yeah, that part kind of sucked.
That was kind of weird.
I'll both defend him and then immediately attack him.
Yeah. Okay, great.
Jessica was being pretty insufferable, and so he left the group to get away from her, and then Heather kissed him, mm-hmm. and then they stopped it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So that's like a momentary thing, not mm-hmm. leaving to make out.
Yeah.
However, why was he not seeing how crazy it was making Jessica the way that he was interacting with Heather?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Just because you're safety buddies doesn't mean you have to be soap opera buddies.
Yeah.
100%.
Stop cozying up to her. You know how she feels about her.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Be a better boyfriend and stop hanging out with her so much.
Yeah. Yep. It was like,
if you're going to date Jessica, you're going to have to deal with being with an immature person.
Or even if that was like me and Mike mm-hmm. and some girl that like got on my nerves and he was like, I'm going to go watch her soap opera with her. I'd be like, excuse me, what are you doing? What are you even doing right now?
And then he would go, get away from you. Then she would kiss him and he would stop it. And then you'd be separated. But then you'd realize how much you love each other and get back together because you should get back together. Going back to your point.
I do think they should get back together.
Really?
Yeah.
I think that she needed to have a serious talk about him. Well, no, because then
she's Jessica.
That's true. She's Jessica.
Well, like, she's being a giant bitch, and he's just not being very considerate. And then, like, a kiss happens, but he doesn't, like, fully go for it.
Aren't they kind of like, making together. Out?
I thought they were kind of making
out. Yeah, they were making out.
Are they making out more than I'm remembering?
They're making out in the sleeping bags.
Not in the sleeping bags.
They go off. He like stomps off.
My biggest problem is they're not doing anything sexy in the sleeping bags.
Wait, what? Isn't there a point where she's
like cozying up to him in her sleeping bag next to his?
Okay, when Jessica gets up to go to the bathroom and then her bag of gold gets stolen.
Uh huh. Mm-hmm.
And Heather's like, my alibi is that I was with Ken.
Yeah.
Doesn't she kiss him at that time?
Yeah.
Okay.
But I didn't think it was like full on making out.
Well, it was long enough for Jessica's stuff to get stolen.
Also,
so maybe they were talking for the rest of the time.
Yeah.
But I feel like it was implied that they were canoodling.
They were canoodling.
A period.
Because
I can forgive a kiss.
Well, he also starts to catch feels for Heather.
Which is insane.
Yeah, but they're all fucking crazy.
They're all cursed. You're right.
I believe that is a curse.
He starts catching feels for Heather and mm-hmm. he's like making out with her. And then as soon as Jessica Heather just starts to act annoying and he's like, oh, I don't like Heather.
Yeah, why did I think
I liked her?
That was the thing, is they all keep like coming to their senses as though it is the curse.
Yeah.
I'm like, but this isn't a very good curse.
So
the curse just like makes you have crushes on each other briefly.
Yeah.
And get cranky. Mm-hmm. And then it's not even gold.
Well, and it's crushes on people that you have literally already hooked up with.
Exactly.
So they're kind of already nascent crushes.
Exactly.
That was the thing that actually, because I didn't know the history mm-hmm. of them, I was like, oh, it would be interesting for like Bruce and Elizabeth to like hook up. And then once I found out that they had hooked up before, I was like, it was less interesting to me because mm-hmm. I was like, oh.
Yeah, they've already got a base.
Yeah, they already have a base. It's not like the desert's making them crazy and like.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Well,
I agree.
When they're grown-ups and Todd cheats on Elizabeth and marries Jessica.
Wait, oh, okay, hold on. We have to recap this because I forgot. So they're adults.
They're adults. Todd and Elizabeth are living together in New York City or something.
Okay.
And Todd falls in love with Jessica, cheats on Elizabeth, and I think gets Jessica pregnant. Then Elizabeth starts hanging out with Bruce because Elizabeth's going through a rough patch.
Yeah, of course.
She starts hanging out with Bruce. I think he gets accused of sexual harassment, and we don't really know if it's true or not.
Oh my God.
Whoa.
But they start sleeping together. And then he's Bruce.
Yeah.
And I think it ends with her being like, I don't need to put up with you anymore, Bruce Patman.
And then she
Tiger
leaves.
Can't
and then,
change his stripes.
And then, yeah, and then Francine Pascal didn't write any more books.
But then, like, is it so Jessica and Todd are like married at this
they're
point?
They're like OTP. Or they're like happily.
Really? They're endgame?
They are endgame.
Todd and Jessica?
It's wrong.
It's wrong.
It's wrong. It's not right.
I mean, I wouldn't wish Todd on anyone.
No.
Except for Elizabeth.
Yeah.
Or maybe Enid.
I wouldn't wish Elizabeth on anyone.
Yeah. I mean, you either get someone that's like extremely boring or someone that's crazy.
Yeah.
Like,
so you got to put two borings together. Yeah.
She's a narcissist and she's also like an arsonist. Like she just destroys things. Because she does. Like they're on their, they have gold, most of them. They're on their way home. They're going to make time, okay? And she's just like, fuck it. I want to go to the next stop.
Yeah,
I'm gonna
redraw the fucking map.
Yeah,
she's she
at that point Ken is right to make some distance.
They're all right.
Well, like she's
that's inexcusable.
She's most of the time chaotic neutral, but sometimes goes into chaotic evil.
You mean in this book? Because she is frequently chaotic evil.
She's evil
in this like, series.
Well, especially if evil means
I meant in this book
for herself. Okay.
Like, I think that she, it is for herself. I guess it always ends up being for herself. But, like, there's times where she just, like, wants to hurt Heather. Or, like when, like, she's, like, happy when Heather, like, gets that scare in the river. Mm-hmm. And then is, like, mad
her
that Heather.
Lack of empathy on that.
Dude, that was crazy.
That is insane.
When Heather.
That was a moment where I was like, okay, maybe there is a curse.
Because like Heather
on Jessica, not in. I kept waiting for that sweet, sweet curse action. It wasn't happening.
So like,
don't tell me there's a curse on gold and then not be a curse.
So there's like this big river and they're like, great. We remember from our training that we're supposed to make a human chain. And that's how we get across because the river's really strong.
Yeah.
Because Jessica's led them too far astray.
So Ken takes point.
Yep.
And he's like. All right, guys, we're going to line up. We have to do boy, girl, boy, girl.
I'm strongest.
I'm strongest.
I like how nobody fought him on that.
Yeah.
Bruce and Todd didn't do a whole thing.
No.
Yeah.
They're just like,
That's the thing about Ken. And in some ways, I feel like it is the lesson of these books, is just the person that everyone first thinks should be the leader is not necessarily the person who should be the leader.
No.
No.
Ken should have been leading this whole thing.
Yeah.
He's the nicest. He's the most level-headed. He's a people person. Mm-hmm. He's a leader of people.
Yeah. Yeah.
Whereas he's like the George Washington.
Yes. Whereas Elizabeth is like Thomas Jefferson. No one wants
John
to listen
Adam.
To her.
Yeah.
Or John Adams.
Yeah. Yeah.
No one's interested.
Yeah. Because he was smart and he was like, and then he says something like, Bruce, you're like next strongest, so you should be on the other end and like Ken should be in the middle.
And then Jessica is like,
the most athletic
Jackson, Andrew Jackson.
Yeah. Oh my God.
She is.
She is actually. And he's like,
she would get elected 100%.
Yeah. And he's like, okay, Jessica, like you go on the end because you're like the most athletic girl.
Mm-hmm.
And then Heather has to go next to me because I'm the strongest.
Right. And she's the weakest.
And they start to go in and Jessica like cannot let it fucking lie. Mm-hmm. And it's like, no. And breaks off. While
because
in the
she
river.
Wants to
she's
be
like,
close to him as they cross a river.
That's what she says
well,
to him.
Well, she's like, she suddenly gets this premonition that like something bad is going to happen. And she's like, these are going to be my final moments. I want them to be next to my boyfriend.
Well, also,
and then she breaks the chain.
She says that, but to Todd, or I mean, sorry, to Ken, as if that's the thing. But she also, in her mind, is like, I don't want Heather next to
I think it's a combo, but I do think she's like, I think we might be about to die. I don't want Heather next to Ken. I want to be next to Ken.
So she breaks them apart and then it freaks Heather out. Yep. And she freezes. So she lets go.
She has a panic attack.
She has a panic attack, which you should have more empathy for.
Yes.
Yes.
And she also lets go of both Bruce and...
Yeah. Fucking river is sweeping you away. Mm-hmm. That's obviously not your fault.
Mm-hmm. So she gets swept away.
She probably weighs like 80 pounds.
Yeah.
Like she's not...
Well, she's not wearing those big clunky boots. She's wearing her cheer shoes. So she gets swept away and they're all like, fuck, okay, we have to like... And everyone's
pissed at
Jessica.
I thought Heather was going to be dead. And I was like, oh, that's why I don't know who Heather is.
Yeah.
That would have been a good curse.
That would have been a good curse.
No, that would just be an accident, you guys.
No, it would have been.
Curses are specific things.
Here's the thing. You're right. There was no curse because there was no gold.
There was no gold.
I know. Which was part of the curse. That's what I'm saying.
I think what it's a curse is what you believe it to be.
Yeah. I think it's just bad things.
If you believe you are cursed.
You're cursed.
You're cursed. That sure. is your curse.
That's your curse because you're believing.
None of
curse.
This was clear enough in the book.
So then they like let her go and they have to just inch their way across the river. And they find her. She's like clinging onto a log.
Mm-hmm. She's lost her pack.
She's lost everything. They like finally team together to help her. Jessica refuses to help.
Yeah. She even horrible. In this moment is taking no responsibility.
Yep. And then once they get her out.
She just wants attention.
While she's clinging
she's
to
like
a log.
Flung down a river.
So then she gets out and...
like she's probably faking.
She gets saved and she's like crying. Mm-hmm. As we all would, I think.
Yeah.
And Jessica's like, oh, give it a rest.
Yeah.
She's the worst.
She's so awful. Evil. Mm-hmm. And then she keeps like, okay, like... Even her diary entries are like, she needs to make this whole trip about her when she almost died in the river. I mean, come on. I'm like, this is what your secret thoughts are?
Mm-hmm. Her secret thoughts are what she's saying out loud.
Yep. And then Heather's
Jessica
like,
does not hide her feelings.
No.
Heather's like, maybe Jessica would be my friend.
Oh, I know.
And then she burns her entry and just gives up.
I know. She like looks at Jessica and is like, it's not going to happen.
Yeah.
Yeah, she does have the most, like, soul-bearing of the entries. She's like, mm-hmm. I don't know. I guess I just do this because of this and blah, blah, blah. Just, like, insight after insight mm-hmm. about herself. And it's like, maybe it's all just headed towards an inevitable friendship with Jessica and we can move past this.
Oh, I know. And also she's like, I would never, ever admit this, but, like, I'm intimidated by how pretty Jessica is and she's such mm-hmm. a good cheerleader mm-hmm. and, like,
and like such a natural leader, blah, blah, blah. And then she just sets the paper down and after a moment balls it up and throws it in a fire. And that's the last we hear of her being
like,
friends with Jessica.
And Jessica's like, what was that? And she's like, nothing.
And then Jessica's like, you're damn right it's nothing, you stupid little bitch.
I know. Are you done faking that your fucking ankle hurts? Oh, you're so cold because you fell in that fucking river days ago?
And Heather's like, I don't know. She lost all her cashmere sweaters.
All of her cashmere
all
sweaters.
Of them. Not a one.
And that was the other thing, too, is, like, there was, like, a moment where Jessica's, like, all pissed off, and she's cold, and mm-hmm. Elizabeth, like, tries to give her a sweater, and she's like, no. I don't want your stupid sweater.
Well, okay.
She's
maybe
like,
Jessica noticed that this was the sweatshirt that yeah. Ken gave Elizabeth
oh, really?
When they were dating.
Ew, no.
Because later, Ken retrieves it and, like, hands it to Elizabeth from her pack, and he's like, oh, I didn't know she kept the sweater that I gave her when we were dating.
Oh, my God. Okay, when he gets all horned out talking about astronomy.
Oh, Jesus.
And Elizabeth does, too.
Yeah, she's mm-hmm. like, oh, my
she's
God.
She's like, oh, my God, the heat is too much between us.
She's like, the desert just became the Everglades.
There's your water source.
I know. I guess I'm not dying of thirst anymore.
Well, drink deep, Ken.
Elixir of life. Oh my God, that's so disgusting.
They give up on drinking clean water so quickly.
So quickly.
It's upsetting.
They're yeah. so dumb.
Like
they're
like
so dumb.
They're like, oh, the filter's gone. Let's just drink this water. And they're like,
it'll work out.
Also, they are fine.
Yeah, I mean,
none of them
I think
get
if
sick.
You read these
no
books, you would
to
think
them.
You don't need water filtration.
Yeah, just, no, you think it'd be fine.
Yeah, I mean, it'll rain.
Yeah,
a lot,
a lot.
No, I. these people should not be on vacation together.
These people shouldn't be alive without a guardian at all times.
I really, even, I'm a grown up.
Yeah.
And if you put me and five coworkers on a trip for 4 days backpacking with no adults who know what they're doing.
No expert.
Like, what are we? What?
And this isn't just
this
like,
is not. I don't think this is going to work.
And this isn't like a springtime walk through the forest. This is in this fucking Death camping. Valley.
Even so, 4 days. Do you know how much death can happen? A hurt can happen. I mean, 4 days and there's no walkie talkie. Like,
They have no way to communicate with the outside
if
world.
If they had a walkie talkie and then it got broken in the landslide
That's
or something.
The thing. We
they specifically say when Heather has her TV, they're like, we're not allowed to have communication with the outside world. It's like, hell, what?
What if one of them broke their arm on the first day?
Yeah.
Yeah. They'd have to walk the rest of the miles with a broken arm. Like,
what if, like, for example, if somebody, not Jack, if just like one of them was like, I brought brownies and they neglected to say there was walnuts in the brownies and then I ate a walnut, I'd be dead.
Yeah. Yeah. It would, it was one of the most irresponsible things that has been done in these books. By adults. Not by
twins. As far as an organized thing.
Yeah, an organized event.
Apart from like just a singular choice.
Well, there's no way that Sweet Valley Survivor School made it past this scandal.
Oh, absolutely.
No.
They lost children.
I'm glad that you said.
The parents would have shown up and been like, excuse me, you did what now?
I'm glad that you said Sweet Valley Survival School because they kept saying SVSS and I was like, I don't know what that is. I was like, is that the name of their school or high school? I don't know.
You didn't know what the name of their high school was?
Well, I was like, Sweet Valley High. I was like, but that's not SS.
There's
I don't know what that
in
is.
There.
Yeah, I was confused.
Yeah, it's a survival school run by...
So they were all taking classes in the survival school together?
No, I think like the principal like nominated them all, except for Elizabeth who wrote an essay.
You're like, it's fine, Chess, or it's fine, Elizabeth. Don't worry about it. You don't have to. No, I want to.
Okay, and I know I was saying nice things about Ken before, but he tells a story to himself in his brain that really made me annoyed as a former high school athlete. When he is talking about how he first like noticed Jessica.
Oh my God.
He was in the middle of
That's
a football
distracting.
Game, about to throw a pass, and saw Jessica cheering.
Some splits in the air.
Doing some splits in the air. He appreciated the splits. It fired him up, and then he threw the pass.
Yep.
Who are they playing?
No idea.
What are you doing?
You were wide open for a while, dude.
Yeah. Also, like, that's the other... Yeah, someone who also did high school sports, you're not... just like taking in the sidelines, like you're doing your thing.
Now, especially in football.
Yes. There are times like in football, in basketball, where you're on the sidelines.
Sure. And then you could look around.
Oh my God, you can look around.
But he had the fucking football.
You have the football in your hands.
You need to be watching where you're going to throw it, buddy. You need to not be
people
staring.
People are coming at you.
Yes, you may die if you watch the splits.
Yeah, you might.
And also, the fact that the splits was also a little bit, I was like, I don't need to hear your sexual fantasies.
Also, when I read that, I was like, splits. I was like, someone hasn't watched Cheer. I was like, Cheer is like, I was
you
like, that's way
that.
Better.
Well, somebody hasn't watched Cheer because Heather, she's not good enough of an athlete to be a superstar cheerleader, as they
She's so bad at what,
Yeah, she
and
should
she's
be
so
way
weak.
Better. She's so weak.
It's like she's got brittle bones.
She's like Vera.
Yeah, she's a Vera.
She is a Vera.
She's a bit of a Vera.
She's a little bit.
If she didn't grow up in a V.C. Andrews book, this would have been Vera.
And she also has that kind of tinge that like a true Vera has, which is like that underneath like sad story. Mm-hmm. That,
yeah,
like
the sadness.
Yeah, where you're like, oh,
the
but
need
still
for belonging.
You're acting insane, but like,
yeah,
it is sad.
Yeah. I think Heather could get it together for college.
Yeah. She could. I think she could, like, maybe she...
She has enough self-awareness to write that journal entry. Yes. And so I see the promise of growth.
Mm-hmm. Me too. I think she could, maybe she studies abroad a little bit and, like, kind of gets away from Sweet Valley. Mm-hmm. She needs to be away from
Sweet
Valley.
Yeah, I think
she
leaves. She
go
goes
Sweet
away
Valley
for
University.
School.
Yeah. Yeah. She can't.
That will not help her.
No. They, none of them should, but oh well.
And yet.
They need to break up this fucking friend group, man.
It's incestuous,
toxic.
Dude.
It's not good.
Very toxic.
It's really bad.
I mean, literally,
too much intermingling.
Elizabeth is hooked up with all of those guys.
Yeah.
Elizabeth.
And I'm not slut shaming her. I'm just
saying, and that's like, Elizabeth.
And that's Elizabeth, who's like the good one, who's had a steady boyfriend since seventh grade.
Yeah.
You should not be hooking up with every guy you know.
You know what's funny
and
about
I
these?
Don't even mean in a sexual way. I mean, like, it's just like interpersonal relationships will get way too messy. It's not about the sex.
Right.
It's,
I mean, the only platonic
have as much
male
sex
is
as you want.
Winston. Yeah, have a lot of
no
sex.
One wants to have sex with Winston. Sad.
No.
It's crazy because like every single one of these books is always like Elizabeth is the good one. And yet every single fucking time she cheats on her fucking boyfriend.
Yep. Every
or
time.
She like fall get catches the wheels for a
or
guy.
She at least wants to.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
If Ken had not suggested they play Go Fish, they'd have been fucking.
Yeah.
For sure. Are you or Gin Rummy?
Yeah, he suggests gin rummy, and she's like, I've gone fish so much.
Yeah, and there's just like so many hands of gin rummy and go fish. I was like, he didn't ask you to play go fish.
No. He didn't ask you to play go fish. No. Seems like you're lying.
Ken just requested one.
That's not Ken's style.
He's
not playing go fish.
No, but he was getting real hot and heavy. He was like, that over there is, he's like whispering in her ears, like, that over there is Orion's belt, and it's so bright.
They were holding their bodies against one another.
Yeah, they were.
I would never do with somebody I wasn't in a relationship with.
And he kept like 100%. Holding the back of her neck.
Yes.
I was like, what?
Well, to support it because she had to look. I was thinking about
that. I was
that.
Also
he
like.
He was helping her because she had to look at this guy. So her neck support.
There's always the problem with these books where they're all acting like they're 35.
Mm-hmm. They are.
That's a problem too.
You're all like divorced
35
year olds.
If I think of them as like 16 year olds. This is terrifying.
Yeah. No, God, it's scary. Imagine. I am imagining them to be like in their 30s when I read these.
I can't. They all act like they're in their 30s.
And their sense of humor is very.
Oh, yeah.
Older.
Lacking.
Yeah.
Oh, there's one part that I took a picture of. Oh, this is more about how to cook a snake. Hold on.
Oh, bookmark that page for me.
Oh, I actually laughed at this part a lot, too. This is a quote from Jessica. Mm-hmm. Oh, so Elizabeth says, come on, we'll have to sleep in the cave. And Jessica says, you expect me to spend the night with 6 skeletons and 100 scorpions? okay, this is, oh, God. Okay, this is Elizabeth in her head, herself. She's like, ugh, the team has totally lost its teamwork because of the curse. And then she says, it's every man for himself. I mean woman.
Oh, yeah.
I was like, I hate you so
she's the worst.
Fucking much.
I did like how when Jessica stayed with Heather, every one of them was like, yeah, Jessica's a good choice because she can really take care of herself.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And that was just it. I was like, oh, cool. Yeah.
Well, I also liked that, like, then Ken was like, I should do it. 2 girls shouldn't be alone. And then Elizabeth was like, oh, shit. Remember when Elizabeth pushes Bruce?
Oh, yeah.
Meek, shy Elizabeth?
She insulted the shit out of all of them.
Oh, yeah.
She
really
insulted.
She went in.
She had like, it was not, she was not playing around.
Yeah, the real question, too, is like, why should Todd have taken Elizabeth back
after that? That
she didn't ever apologize.
No, and that,
like, she went to, but then it didn't happen.
Yeah, she's like, sometimes you call your boyfriend stupid and you just have to let him sit in it forever.
Yeah, it was really intense. She went in on every single person.
And we're used to it with Jessica.
That's the thing.
We've heard her go for Jessica a lot.
Yeah.
But no, she went for everyone.
It was a like Real Housewives moment.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, good.
Great.
So Todd yells at her like, I'm sick of you thinking that you're the only one who knows what you're doing. And then she just
Todd
explodes.
Is being a little bit of a shithead here.
He is being absolutely a shithead. But she explodes at all of them.
Yes.
And this is what happens when you are like fake nice, and then you get pushed, and then the real thoughts come out.
Mm-hmm. And then you look crazy.
Yeah, right, but she like, looks the truth is, if they heard crazy. What you were thinking this whole time, they would know that
they wouldn't be surprised.
Right. Yeah.
So she goes, shirks my responsibility. I'm the only responsible person in this group of overgrown children. Jessica, you're the most deceitful, untrustworthy person ever to walk on this planet. Todd, I can't believe how easily you were manipulated. You're weak and spineless. Bruce, you think you're awesome, but you're just a no good,
egomaniacal buffoon. Heather, you're nothing but a spoiled brat who can only be counted on to flirt with any guy in sight. And Ken, I thought you were the one person here I could count on, but you're turning out to be absolutely worthless.
And then she just like storms off.
And everyone's like, woo! Yeah.
And so then everybody's pissed and was yeah. for a long ass time.
All right. What we didn't get into the first controversy of the book.
Which was what?
The partners thing.
Oh, right.
That's
is
so weird.
Yeah. Is Elizabeth right that they should stick to the assigned partners?
No, because guess what? It doesn't actually help them.
Well, it does nothing but hurt.
Right.
I understand why Kay and Brad did it.
Yeah.
They're like, we know that you guys are
well, coupled
they probably
off. Don't want anyone to get pregnant.
And it's maybe, yeah, well, then that's don't probably leave it. Them.
Yeah, don't leave them.
Yeah.
So if it's like a team building exercise, mm-hmm. like I get it. Be paired with a different person. Mm-hmm. But once they're gone, fuck that.
Yeah.
Go on a hike with your fucking boyfriend, you weirdo.
Right. And it's not like there was an issue where Bruce and Heather hated each other.
Right.
Yeah. Later they did. But at the beginning, it's like Bruce would have been very happy to be paired with Heather.
Yeah. They're yeah. both hot. They would have been hot together. Yeah.
It also was so dorky to me mm-hmm. that like Elizabeth was like, we have to stick to the thing. And then when they get to the campsite, she's like, Todd, let's go out like kind of privately and like yeah. pretend we're alone under the stars and deep kiss.
It's like, where have you been all day, bitch?
Like, yep. Okay, just now?
Like, right. Really? Do you think this is like a work day now that we're off work?
Yeah.
Like, we could have been doing this all day.
And like, people would have been more likely to listen to each other if they liked each other.
Everybody wouldn't have been all pissy at each other the whole fucking day.
Yeah. So their pairs are Elizabeth and Bruce.
Mm-hmm. Todd and Jessica and Heather and Ken.
And I feel like they took the three strongest people, Jessica, Elizabeth, and Ken, and split them up.
Yeah.
Maybe that's why.
Which like, but Elizabeth Todd is a good match because when he listens to her.
Mm-hmm.
Because
he's
like,
weak.
He's weak, but also strapping.
Mm-hmm.
They can get things done together.
Mm-hmm.
Ken and Jessica are a little bit too stacked of a team.
Yeah.
I feel like they would loop everyone.
Yeah, they would.
So,
and Bruce would like be carrying Heather.
Really, it's just Heather's the only one.
It's yeah, Heather's the weak link.
Yeah.
It should have been Lila. Can you imagine how much gold
that
they would have gotten?
So much fun.
I would have loved to see Lila on this fucking trip.
That would have been fun. Because her complaining, you would have delighted.
She would have
helicoptered
out.
But I don't know who this bitch is.
Yeah, I was going to say, she would have had a cell phone.
Yeah.
Yeah. It would be like Troop Beverly Hills.
Yeah. Oh. Well, wonderful.
Yeah.
Wonderful.
Everybody loves that.
Mm-hmm. But instead we have fucking Heather. Who is she?
Yeah.
But it might have ruined gold for her.
Oh, yeah.
And she loves gold.
Well, we find out at the end, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
She really loves gold.
It makes everyone else sick.
It makes everyone else sick. And then Jessica's like, I do prefer silver.
That is a horrible ending to this book.
It is horrible. Such a like freeze frame everybody laughing
yeah.
together
yeah.
moment.
Gross. Well, it pissed
it
me off.
Feels like the Sweet Valley High TV show.
Like
it doesn't feel, not that the ends of these books are usually like
it's
moving.
Like,
but
it's a bad button.
Oh, it's,
yeah.
It's both a bad button and it's like, if you fell asleep during the middle of the book.
Yeah, you would be
works.
Like, what?
You're like, oh yeah, Gold Rush.
Maybe. But you can like pretend that you get it.
Like, yeah. I've had my fill of gold.
And then it's like, burp, 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 burp.
Woo! Yep.
And Lila's like, I don't get it.
So are we going to the mall or what?
Yeah. I mean, I would definitely say read these books.
Yeah, it's a wild ride.
I sped through them because I was like, what the fuck is going
to
happen?
I will say I kept, for some reason, when I got to like the last 10 mm-hmm. pages of both of them, I could not stay awake.
Oh, no.
Oh, really? Sleepy, sleepy?
Yeah, I got so sleepy.
I will
I was
also
like,
say.
Oh, no, I'm almost done again. Why is this happening?
I will say the beginning of the second book, I skimmed pretty hard because mm-hmm. it was like so much recap.
It's some recap.
And I was like, I don't need that. I just read it.
Yeah, you know.
Yeah. But otherwise, mm-hmm. great
no,
stuff.
No, they're it's
good
such an
entries.
Adventure.
Yeah.
It's a true adventure.
Mm-hmm.
A cursed and true adventure.
Thank you so much, Ryan, for coming on
the
show.
Oh, yeah. Thank you so much for having me. This was super fun.
Always love having you.
I always love being here. This is great.
Do you have anything that you would like to plug?
Sure. I do a show called Same Day Shipping where we talk about fictional relationships and very seriously.
Mm-hmm.
And that's with some friends of mine, Patrick Ellers, Colin Morris, and Kelly Nugent.
That me.
And then you can find me on Instagram or Twitter at RMogi.
Woohoo! Check it out. We love having Ryan on. She is.
Thank you so much.
Such a freaking expert in this stuff, man. I'm so glad that you gave me that backstory.
Yeah, what would we do?
That betrayal, Todd and Jessica.
Yeah, disgusting. It does not get.
I mean,
mentioned.
I would say we should talk about it someday, but it's adult fiction.
Well, we can make some exceptions.
We can make some exceptions.
Some exceptions.
Thank you so much to Ryan. Give her a follow. Check out her stuff. We wanted to give a big thank you.
I'll just say next week we are reading L.J. Smith's Night World Book 5, The Chosen.
Been looking forward to that. Been looking forward to going back to L.J. Smith.
Always a delight.
I love her.
Mm-hmm.
Also wanted to do a big shout out to our Patreon producers. They are our $15 tier, and you get a special shout out.
So thank you so much to Ashley Fritz,
Claire Moore,
Danny,
Emily Pooley,
Karen Lewis,
Kelly Burns,
Christarina,
Landry Desmond,
Mandalay Wolschlager,
Mariana Terzakis,
Micah Eunice,
Miguel Camacho,
Molly Marks,
Randy Klett,
Rogue Kelly Hua,
Sarah Jaggers,
Sarah Nichelle,
Sasha Gibson,
Sydney Bollinger,
Victoria Beck,
and Wendy Bartos.
Thank you.
Really appreciate it.
Really appreciate it. If you want to support our show in a monetary way, there's lots of tiers. Patreon.com/teencreeps. You can follow our show on all the social media at Teen Creeps Pod.
You can set your settings to download new episodes automatically.
You can tell a friend, tell an enemy, tell someone that you're trying to hook up with.
Give a shout out on Twitter.
Yeah. We like chatting with you guys on Twitter.
Yeah.
That's
all. Yeah. That's all the biz.
All the biz.
So with all that said, keep it creepy.
Forever Dog. This has been a Forever Dog production. Executive produced by Kelly Nugent, Lindsay Kaytai, Brett Boehm, Joe Cilio, and Alex Ramsey. For more original podcasts, please visit foreverdogpodcasts.com and subscribe to our shows on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts. Keep up with the latest Forever Dog news by following us on Twitter and Instagram @ForeverDogTeam and liking our page on Facebook.